Warthog was actually very good.
Huh.
It was like a real sweet pork.
I haven't had that for a while.
That was good. And, you know, just stuff that people make and eat, local foods.
Mm-hmm.
For years, it wasn't a good trip unless you had diarrhea. That was kind of the sign of a good trip.
These tracked gorillas in Uganda explored Machu Picchu, nestled high in the slopes of the Andes Mountains in Peru, but he's never tasted Chick-fil-A. Today, we help a 70-year-old world traveler experience another one of life's great treasures, the number one combo. Hey, I'm your host, Allison Storm. You're listening to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm joined by my guest co-host, Jim Mann. Jim, I think we determined you were in your 20s when you ate Chick-fil-A for the first time. But you don't really remember life BCFA.
No. There was no life before Chick-fil-A.
Is that about how old you were, you think?
Apparently, yeah. Because, yeah, it was my 20s when I moved to Florida and discovered Chick-fil-A.
And life's never been the
same. I'm a new man now. Thank you.
Well, that was a few decades ago. But.
Yeah. Chickens were just invented.
I think most of our listeners feel the same way. It's hard to imagine that there are people in America who haven't tried it. But I found one. And today we have the extreme pleasure of treating him to his very first bite of Chick-fil-A and getting his reaction live on the podcast.
I think there's only, three of them left? And we have one of them right here with us. This is exciting.
It's kind of like almost extinct, right?
Yeah, we got to find the other two after this.
I'm honored to introduce you to Mark Rista. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I have known Mark my entire life. Mm-hmm. You and my dad grew up together in Sioux City, Iowa. How did you two meet?
Well, we went to schools together, same part of town, from sixth grade, probably, 59?
Wow.
Played basketball against him.
So,
you beat him too, didn't you?
Well, that was with teams.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we did. But that was the last time.
Well, growing up in Iowa, I'm guessing you weren't really a born traveler. You probably didn't travel much in your youth, right?
Where we had relatives.
Yeah.
So a lot of times to Grand Prairie, Texas.
Oh.
Colorado. Kansas, because I remember that. But that was about the big trips.
So a lot of road trips.
Once a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Well, how did you become passionate about travel?
God, I don't know. I just always traveled what I could. So, yeah. Hitchhiked for a few years around the United States.
Whoa.
Both coasts, Gulf of Mexico. That's part of a line out of a blues song, but it's actually true.
What made you want to hitchhike?
Well, there weren't a lot of other options.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, do it that way. Road trains. I've actually ridden trains, but never got too far on the trains. I never got used to the schedule or the long distance trains. So
now, are you talking? Did you actually have a ticket, or did you jump on and hold
on? Jump on.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is this blowing your mind too, Jim?
No, I've always wanted to do that as a kid because you see these empty carts go by and you want to. Oh, I want to jump on there, but how would I get home?
That was more just for the thrill of it.
I envy you.
Left where I went to college, Mankato. Went as far as, southern Minnesota to a switching yard. And it was going to be 4 or 5 hours before they did all the switching. So then took off hitchhiking. And that was a great trip. But we did end up as far as, spent the night, the farthest away the night we spent was at Yale University in the medical school dorm. And then came back. Hitchhiked across the George Washington Bridge. If you could imagine, rush hour at George Washington Bridge.
Wow.
That was stupid.
Who were these people picking you up?
On the George Washington Bridge, it was two guys from Italy, and I think they were just off the boat. When we told them we're going to Minnesota, they asked where you're going, Minnesota. It's like, Minnesota, Pennsylvania? The closest we could get them is Chicago, and they thought we'd be home by about noon. Fat chance.
Okay. Yeah, what are probably the favorite places you've been to?
Oh, golly.
Well, that's tough.
Well, first of all, so many places have wonderful things, So a lot of this has to do with either just the physical beauty of the place or how great the people were. I like mountains. So Bhutan was great. You fought the kingdom of Bhutan. You, flying in, you see seven of the world's tallest mountains, of the top 10 mountains in the world. They literally have to weigh the airplanes to get the weight right. And South Africa as a country and people was just absolutely gorgeous. There's just on and on beauty down there. But, you know, Ecuador, I go quite a bit to South America anymore, usually about every year now. And just love the mountains, love the people, always have a good time, always great people. So
you definitely seem to embrace the culture of the places that you're visiting. Mm-hmm. So I got to imagine you've had some unique foods throughout your travels. What are some that stand out in your mind?
Like fire ant sauce. My son and I, when they were sixth grade, I took both kids, my two sons, either one where they wanted to go. And Walker and I went to Venezuela. From there, we flew down to a small town, Puerto Ayacucho. And while we were there, we went on the Orinoco.
Is that a river? I don't know.
It's a river between us and Colombia. We used to go across into Colombia to play pool.
Okay.
So, I mean, and this is without passports or anything. So you just go, that's where it was. But on one island, huge island, the river, it's just gorgeous. We went to visit the cacique, the boss of the island. And for electricity, this gives you an idea of roughly the accommodations there. They had one light bulb that hooked up to an old 6-volt car battery. And that was it. And they were preparing things to eat. And he brought out this, like a big thing you get pickles in or something, you know, like a couple gallon size glass jar. And he gave us some of this stuff to drink. And it was made with fire ants. And that was fairly rough. And then the paper. He gave us like a bread to eat. They crushed banana leaves or something like this. And that was like eating cardboard, you know, like on the back of a tablet or something. Oh, that was foul. And poor Walker. He's sliding his hand behind him, and I'm having to take this and eat it and drink it all. So
you did that for your son?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
What a dad.
Yeah. So that was weird. You know, locusts up in, 17-year locusts up in Cherokee, which isn't too far from here.
Yeah. You ate those?
Yeah.
Oh.
They fry.
Okay.
They're crisp.
Covered in chocolate?
No. That's not an old native recipe. Things like that along the way. There's stuff I don't know what it is, but I've eaten. And just because it's offered to you.
Mystery meat.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, like one place we were in South Africa, every night when the locals would make you food, they call it all venison. And it was different every night. But they just say venison for all the things you see in the safari movies. That was, warthog was actually very good.
Huh.
It was like a real sweet pork.
I haven't had that for a while.
That was good. And, you know, just stuff that people make and eat, local foods. Mm-hmm. For years, it wasn't a good trip unless you had diarrhea. That was kind of the sign of a good trip.
Well, I hope we can do a little bit better than that today. When we come back, the man has gone without Chick-fil-A his whole life. Let's not make him wait any longer. Our friend Mark will try Chick-fil-A for the first time ever when we return.
Hey guys, Allison here. I know life is super crazy right now, but I also know that we will get through this together, even if we can't actually be together. Maybe you want to encourage someone in your life right now with a Chick-fil-A gift card. Great idea! We've got a freebie to help you do that. Simply visit chickfilapodcast.com, sign up for our email list, and we'll send you free printable gift card sleeves. Print them out, pop in a gift card, and encourage someone during this time of uncertainty, because one thing is certain. Waffle fries make everything better. That's right. Visit chickfilapodcast.com for your freebie.
Welcome back. We've been chatting with 70-year-old Mark Rista, a world traveler who's been to dozens of countries, tried some crazy cuisine, but in all his life experiences, has never had Chick-fil-A. So we are honored to treat Mark to his very first taste.
Wow. It was a tough decision, but we figure you might as well take combo number one. It's an easy way to enter this wonderful kingdom we call Chick-fil-A.
Yes. So this includes the original chicken sandwich. I'll give you that, Mark. Fresh from the restaurant.
They've never been able to sell the original one. Yes, they finally found somebody a way to get rid of this.
And I also got you a lemonade, which is kind of their signature drink. And then, of course, the waffle fry and a couple of sauces. Now, my favorite sauce is the Chick-fil-A sauce. Jim's is the Polynesian. So I got you one of each so you can sample those. Now, I want you to know that this sandwich was invented. How's the lemonade? Took a drink of that.
Tastes real lemony.
Okay, so far, so good.
Right, thumbs
that
up.
That is really good.
Okay, good.
It's got a good lemon type flavor to it.
Okay. Yes. That's a great reaction. So, the number one sandwich, the original chicken sandwich there that you're holding, that was invented by founder Truett Caffey. He spent 5 years perfecting the recipe for this sandwich. So, go ahead, take a bite. I'm excited to know what you think. Better than warthog?
It's venison.
Are there pickles? There should be 2 pickles on that sandwich. He's taking a bite.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
I know, I can't tell by his face.
He's chewing.
I feel like he just shrugged. That wasn't a shrug, was it?
That was a shrug. It's a good shrug, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. I'm not one way or the other. It's...
Okay.
It's dry a little bit. That could be because it's been sitting for a bit. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, listen.
Take another bite. Try it again. You can't just judge it all on one little bite.
Oh, that one's better.
I feel weird staring at someone eating.
I mean, on the other side of that.
It's not warthog.
Could use some fire ant sauce.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't have fire ant sauce, but I have Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, Polynesian is for a world traveler.
That's true. He might like the exotic flavor of the Polynesian a little better, but that's their landmark sauce here.
To put on the...
Well, you could dip. I would dip. I wouldn't put it
sandwich?
On sandwich? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just try it. We'll try it with a french fry, too.
It's not the prettiest thing I've ever liked at. Oh, I should have told you the story about, I don't know what we ate in Malaysia, but this was like, you go off land and out on these boats and you're just, that all the people have left different parts of Southeast Asia and they're living out on these boats. And our guide that's taking us around, he's got like, teeth are all rotted out.
Ooh.
Somewhere along the line, and you go out there, this is scary. This is like those pirates and Johnny Depp movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are out there, they're looking at you. There are these little fires and it's dark. He gets us this drink from somebody. He takes a big gulp himself and then it's like, oh, no, I got to drink this. This has been in his mouth. And I don't know what it even was. It was much more bitter than things we drink. But apparently locally it's a drink.
Well, they don't sell that at Chick-fil-A, whatever that was.
No, they don't. He's trying another bite with the Chick-fil-A sauce. You got a little bit of new mustache.
He's saving it.
Okay.
The sauce takes away the one complaint I had about being really dry.
Okay.
So that would have made a difference right off the bat. But it doesn't distinguish itself one way or the other. You know, I mean, it's okay, but it's not.
Yes.
It's not the best.
All right, we're going to cut you off. You don't have to eat the whole thing while we're sitting here. I am going to open the Polynesian sauce for you.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
And you can try the waffle fry, which is the number one selling item on the Chick-fil-A menu. Mm-hmm. The waffle fry.
It's probably cold by now, isn't it?
No.
The last time I ate in a McDonald's, everybody was behind me was really mad. This is maybe 15, 20 years ago. Because I didn't know what was on the menu. So I had to literally read what they have. And everybody, even the people behind the counter are like...
Hurry up, Mark.
Yeah. Come on, buddy. How hard can it be? Well.
So you're not a fast food connoisseur. You don't eat fast food very often.
Well, I eat things like apples, bananas, and that's food and it's fast.
That's fast.
That's what I nuts. I eat that kind of food. Yeah, so that's...
Your version of fast food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, what are your thoughts on the fries?
I like potatoes, so these are good fries.
Yes!
The fries are good.
Victory.
Jim.
Yes.
I think we won him over with the waffle fries.
So if I went there, I would for sure have fries.
And then what's your thoughts about the Polynesian sauce versus the Chick-fil-A sauce?
I like this better.
Yes! He chose Chick-fil-A. Just for all of you at home that were wondering, that's my favorite as well.
I don't know what the things are, but there's something in there that tastes kind of sweet and sourish and good.
Okay.
That all I right. do like.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, fries, this, the sandwich is fine, but it's not.
Well, that was
I don't know. What,
well, we'll see, stop you right there.
That was a number one. When do you move up the line?
Maybe next time you can try the spicy. Since we know you like the fire ant sauce, there is a spicy version of that chicken sandwich. So maybe next time you'll give that a shot.
Sure.
All right. Well, don't go away. We're going to play a little game with Mark that we call Nuggets of Truth. We're also going to give him a little time to enjoy his number one combo during this break. So we'll be right back.
In this time of social distancing, let's stay safely connected. Hi, I'm Allison from My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Yes, I'm talking about social media. Like Chick-fil-A podcast on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Chick-fil-A podcast. We promise it'll always be family friendly. We're all about putting a smile on your face, especially in crazy times like these. Plus, I don't know about you, but I always love a good giveaway. Follow us for a shot to win free food or gear from our My Pleasure fan shop. That's facebook.com/Chick-fil-A podcast and follow at Chick-fil-A podcast on Instagram. It's the germ-free way to stay connected.
Welcome back to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Mark, still enjoying your first taste of Chick-fil-A?
Yes, I am.
You're beside yourself, aren't you?
Well, I think I'm doing a pretty good job of just staying in one spot.
Okay. That's good.
Life will never be the same. But I want to play a game with you, Mark. I call it Nugget of Truth. I'm sure you've heard of Two Truths and a Lie. So it's kind of like that, except it's got a better name. Nugget of Truth.
All right, Mark,
you're going to tell us three things about you, and we're going to guess which two are nuggets of truth and which one is a flat-out lie.
Okay.
All right, so you go ahead, and I know yours will be good because you've had some interesting life experiences.
Well, the first one is, I don't know if you know who Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels were. In the 60s, they had several big hits. Devil with a Blue Dress on, Good Golly Miss Molly, Little Latin Loop-De-Loo. Played basketball with him and his band. Over the course of a couple of weeks. Played all over with him. I played guitar with Bob Dylan. One of the guys I was in college with, a few years older than I am, obviously, he had gone into the service and was back in school in Mankato, and he's from Hibbing. Knew Bob from when, you know, they were babies. So I went up to visit him in Hibbing over the summer when school was out, and I think it's a time, I don't remember if it's when Dylan just was in his motorcycle wreck and was getting over that, or quit smoking. But anyway, through Dewey, that was my friend's name. Bob was up there, so I hung around with him. No, you don't hang around with him, but you do. I did get to meet him. I did get to enjoy his company, I guess. And number three is, probably at about 1969, I was thrown out of the state of South Dakota. So I was arrested, and I don't remember any of this. I was pretty much not in my normal state of mind, let's put it, so I don't really remember. My parents came to get me because we're right across the border from South Dakota, and they were told, well, let him go, but don't ever come back.
Okay, first of all, wow. The attention to detail on all three of these was remarkable. I was waiting for one of them to not have as much detail, so I would know that was a lie, but what are you thinking, Jim? These were all really good.
I just love the first two, so I'm going to go with the last one being a lie.
Kicked out of the state of South Dakota is a lie?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the, this is a tough one. I'm going to say playing basketball because I don't really see you as a basketball guy. So you did not play basketball with the members of that band.
Yes, I did.
You played against your dad, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I played basketball with Mitch Ryder and Detroit.
Okay, so I'm wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so we're down to the kicked out of South Dakota or played with Bob Dylan. So which one?
I was kicked out of South Dakota.
Oh, we both are wrong.
So you're both wrong. You didn't play with Bob Dylan.
Nope. Oh. The part about Dewey is true.
Yeah,
they were friends. They grew up together and heard millions of Bob Dylan stories from through high school.
He's a good liar.
Fabulous liar.
That was beautiful.
Wow. And you couldn't just give the chicken sandwich a rave review.
Well, if you want to do it again, I could.
Well, this has been so much fun. Mark, thank you again for being part of today's show. We hope this is the first of many Chick-fil-A meals that you enjoy. And I do want you to know there are about 24 locations in Minnesota where you live, including 2 in the Minneapolis airport, since you're a big world traveler, Concourse C and Concourse F. So make sure you check that out. And every time you eat a waffle fry, think of us.
Yeah. Well, do they have these, like, say, at Machu Picchu or any of these places?
I guess probably not yet. Yeah. But
I don't remember on the Galapagos Islands us being.
They're coming. They're coming.
World domination is ahead.
Yes.
Well, thank you again. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. That's as crucial as those 2 pickles on the number one sandwich. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with 2 N's, madeproductions.com.